Is there a plantation mentality in the NBA? This is the national conversation that has erupted now that the owner of the LA Clippers has been allegedly heard in a recording making racist comments about African Americans. As an employer of African Americans, including the Clippers coach Doc Rivers, does owner Donald Sterling believe he is permitted to think of blacks in derogatory racist terms? The allegations will be the subject of a news conference by the NBA later today, where Commissioner Adam Silver is challenged to get the NBA in the middle of the playoffs past a scandal that has already lost millions in sponsorships for the LA Clippers and has fans talking about a playoff broadcast and spectator boycott. Fans like Eric Weaver and a few other voices heard on the streets this week of New York City.
As a fan, I think that if you have any morals, you shouldn't support the LA Clippers as long as Donald Sterling owns the team. The only thing that would hurt him is no money. I mean, it's a sad thing that, you know, still in 2014, racism is still alive and well, but this is America and the world we live in.
I would like to see him, like, kind of just, like, taken out of the picture altogether. Maybe someone will buy out the team. I'm not really sure. But I think the players, it's a fine line. Like, they have to respect him as an owner, but it's absolutely ridiculous that he's allowed to make comments like that and stay.
The players should just keep making money and just don't worry about that. You know what I mean? So the whole entire organization shouldn't suffer because of one person's ignorance.
Three views from three fans here in New York City, Eric Weaver, Shannon Brewer, and Ty Pinnick. What can the NBA do here with that sort of sentiment floating around? Mike Finkelstein is a professor of sports marketing and management at Rutgers University. Welcome, Professor.
Hello, John.
Also with me is Harvey Schiller, chairman of the Schiller Management Group, a consulting firm that works with big clients in the sports broadcasting industry. Harvey Schiller, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So, Mike, what does the NBA do here to move past this, and is it simply a matter of surgically removing Mr. Sterling?
Well, John, it's an interesting dilemma. Obviously, we're faced with just horrible commentary and horrible thinking. I actually don't espouse the striking method. I think that hurts everybody and takes away from the art and excellence that these players have worked so hard for all their lives. And it deprives the people who are really coming to enjoy that entertainment of seeing that art. I'm hoping that within the bylaws and constitution of the NBA, there is the ability to certainly remove or suspend Mr. Sterling. And one of the thoughts that I had while reading all these commentaries was the idea that in looking at the longest contracts, which I believe are Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, that go through the 17-18 season, we might consider suspending him and eliminating him from the team through that point. At that point, the longest serving contract and all players before then will have the right themselves to decide, do they want to play for this man? Is there any contrition? Has he, you know, proved to the public that this was an aberration, which seems doubtful based on his history? But that way, it will put the power in the hands of the players and allow them to perform their art.
So suspend Sterling the length of the longest contract there on the LA Clippers and allow anyone else to decide whether they want to stay with the Clippers or not. That's Mike Finkelstein, professor of sports marketing and management at Rutgers University. Harvey Schiller, what do you think the NBA can do to move past this?
Well, I think there's obviously been a number of conversations from the old guard, the other owners, you know, the Lakers, the Bulls, and so forth. And I think they've all had the conversation because every member of the NBA would be harmed in going forward with the ownership that they have now. And interestingly, I attended the final going away party for former Commissioner David Stern, and Adam Silver, the new commissioner, gave out bracelets to everyone, and the bracelets had on it WWDS, and it was, what would David say? What would the old commissioner say? I'm sure that even former Commissioner Stern's been on the phone, and my prediction is that by this afternoon there'll be an announcement that Mr. Sterling is going to remove himself from the team, and the team will be up for sale. That's what I would guess would happen.
Let's talk about the broad history here. And Stern has a reputation as an extraordinary innovator in all aspects of the NBA, including, welcoming African-Americans and really, putting them in prominence all throughout the NBA. But is there, going back in history and looking at all of sports in the United States, a plantation mentality in that ownership kind of can have its way about racism, about the way it treats its employees, and doesn't really have to be a role model in the way that sports folks, players on the field have to be? Harvey Schiller?
Well, there's no question that that attitude prevailed for a very long time. I mean, we only have to go back to people like Jackie Robinson and others to understand how they were looked upon when they entered professional sports. In some cases, it continues today. It certainly continues on a global basis. If you read about what happens in the sport of football, soccer, internationally, how different African-American players and others have bananas thrown at them and other things. So I think it's not gone, and I think it's up to all of us to continue to not tolerate the kind of behavior that we're seeing happen right now in the case of the Clippers.
Mike Finkelstein, what do you think about this notion of a historical legacy of a plantation mentality in American sports and in the NBA?
Well, I agree with Harvey. There's a reality that this has, pervaded our leagues for many, many years. I think there are just only a few individuals, certainly in our professional leagues, that may behave like this. But I would like to believe, and I do believe, that the United States still is the leader in the sports business world. And in that role, we really, really need to set the tone. And I believe, in the meetings that I have, that we live in a world that is very diverse and very accepting and colorblind, genderblind. There's still a long way to go. We really, really need to improve on this, but I believe that everybody realizes this is a absolute necessity.
Easy for us to say, but Mike Finkelstein, what would you do if you were Doc Rivers or one of those players on the Clippers? What would you do?
I'd be my very, very best. I would be the most excellent I can be in anything that I choose to do. And I believe Doc Rivers probably believes this from what I've read. He's never a victim. He's always responsible. Those people have chosen to be in the Clippers in this particular instance. They have a vehicle to exhibit their extraordinary talents and to be the leaders that that they are, and to guide us and to be the very best they can be.
Well, those talents will be on display as the Clippers meet Golden State once again right here in the playoffs at the center of this controversy. Mike Finkelstein, professor of sports marketing and management at Rutgers, and Harvey Schiller, chairman of the Schiller Management Group. Thanks, Harvey and Mike.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to hear from the NBA today, but we want to hear from you long before that. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Do you think the players should sit out tonight's games? What about the fans? You can take our survey at thetakeaway.org to tell us what you think. And call us again, 877-8-MY-TAKE. When have you experienced a plantation mentality anywhere in your life? Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Takeaway is supported by Reputation.com. With tools to help businesses and professionals manage online reviews and control search results. Introducing reputation scoring for businesses. Help is available at 1-800-REPUTATION or at Reputation.com. TiVo, delivering cable TV and internet TV together in one searchable and unified viewing experience. Available at TiVo.com. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.